Justin Thompson, Carter Block, Carson Geislinger will face the right-hander. Holt Hunsicker. Looks like whoever was down in that bullpen did their throwing down there. And back. They don't have any gloves, though.
Someone's still down there. I think these two chaps just went for a jog.
Okay, there is a catcher down there. Yeah, there's fans standing kind of in front of the bullpen.
So
we're not really able to see who's throwing.
I think Dan Berg's heating it up in the Clipper pen as well. It is a lefty. But what's kind of funny, though, is those people in the bullpen, I mean, could you imagine trying to get hot for a state tournament semifinal game and there's eight drunks in there?
I know, exactly. Justin Thompson, it looks like Heath Kramer is going to grab a bat, Kirby. He's going to bat for Carter Block, who struggled against Holt Hunsicker today. And ooh, leading it up with the base hit is Justin Thompson. So the hot bats continue here for the Clippers. Heath Kramer will get his first state tournament at bat in 2021.
Block was 0 for 2. Strikeout swinging, strikeout looking. So they bring the heater off the bench. Looking to put a jolt into one. Running out of outs here, runs down to their final nine.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-2, if you're just joining us here on KASM. Watertown leading Watkins. The home plate umpire wasn't ready. It looked like Hulsicker was ready.
Heath was in the box, too. That thing could have been coming with the ump with the mask off.
At first base is Thompson, and Kramer whiffs at the first pitch, strike one. Heath chasing that junk. That tailed away from him. 0-1. Ready on the mound, Hulsicker. And Kramer will take a strike right down the middle, and 0-2 to Heath Kramer.
Swung at the ball, looked at the strike.
The ball, it's two strikes. Ready again. It's Hunsicker. And the pitch. Kramer swings at the fastball and misses. He's out on strikes.
Just challenging him right there. I mean, that was maybe up above the letters, but saying bring it on, and he gets the heater by him, and it'll be Carson Geislinger up.
To the plate, Carson Geislinger. Carson 0 for 2. Matt Geislinger on deck. 6-2 your score here in the bottom of the seventh. Hunsicker's pitch and ruled a strike by Carson Geislinger, and 0-1.
See Matt over there in the on-deck circle. Not a lot of swinging, not a lot of, I mean, that's body's got to be pretty taxed over the last day.
No balls, one strike. Thompson, a pretty good lead at first. Hunsicker's pitch to Carson is high for a ball in 1-1. I think right now, Kirby, it really gets tough to see. You mentioned the shade and the sun, but it's even a bigger margin of sunshine now in shade. Curveball outside. And the count at 2-1.
Just something that you're not, I mean, you would normally not have to worry about.
No.
You play at 1:30 or 2 all the time. 7 o'clock games, maybe the first couple innings, but.
Pitches high, and now 3-1. 3-1 the count to Carson.
He's 0 for 2 on the day. Flew out to center, flew out to third. I'd say this thing has got to have his name written on it for him to swing at it.
I agree. Hunsicker ready. Thompson gets his lead. And the pitch inside, ball four. So a walk to Carson Geislinger. That'll bring Maddie to the plate with the top of the order on deck. And this might be it. They might use the hook here and take Holt Hunsicker out of the game, Kirby. He's looking down to the bullpen, and that is going to be it. A pitching change here in Chaska. We will take a one-minute timeout. Be back with that pitching change right after this timeout.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream! get a hit or a double or a triple. No, hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Pitching change here in Chaska. And another righty on in relief for Watertown.
You get a number on this animal?
I haven't seen it yet. He hasn't turned far enough.
That's what I'm saying. It's tough in broadcasting when you don't know on face recognition and then you can't see his number. So it was from the pen.
It's like a two on it.
Well, that narrows it down.
2-2.
22.
Not in the program.
You kidding me?
No.
Maybe it's a drafty from Plato. Oh, it's 12, Jonah Lewis.
12. Okay, it is 12. Okay.
Good. 12 into the game, Jonah Lewis. Program, cheat sheet for us. Jonah, Minnetonka graduate, 21, played at Dakota County Technical College. Same place Richmond center fielder and leadoff hitter Brady Clare played and Mason Primus. So, Jonah Lewis, 21 years old, on in relief, one away. He's looking to, I don't know, is he going to get the final eight outs, or is it just going to be a quick relief here? They have no more activity in the pen, so for now you would say the game is Lewis's, and my recommendation to Jonah, Randy, was he better get nasty on 0-0, because if it's in there, Matt could change this game.
Matt could change it in a hurry. He's very aggressive on his swings. Clippers bats have all of a sudden started moving here in the last couple innings, and the pitch is inside for a ball in 1-0.
Yeah, Hunsiger was cruising. One hitter through five, and then sixth inning was kind of rough, and first two of three guys get on here in the seventh.
The 1-0 pitch on its way to Matt Geislinger. Ground ball to short and to second for one. The relay to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play. That's been their friend today as the Clippers hit into another. For Watkins here in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We played 7-6-2. It's Watertown leading Watkins. We're back in a minute with Kirby Hemish.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
We welcome you back to Chaska on to the eighth. Nice threat right there. We've seen some double plays in this game, Randy. Nowhere, I mean, what did we have in that Richmond St. Martin game? Was there like eight of them or something like that?
On Richmond St. Martin? Oh, yeah. A lot of double plays in that ball.
This one, we've got three, though.
Yeah,
in
we
a
got
big
three.
Game. So it'll be Nick Truckee, Jake Anderle, Jadrian Keevy, 7-8-9. Matt Geisinger back out there, still doing it, Runtz.
Unbelievable.
What do you think those legs felt like running up that first baseline on that double play
that's
ball?
That's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking about his legs. Yeah.
1-0 offering to Truckee. The pitch is hit on the ground towards Matt's little brother. Nolan up with it. Across the diamond in time, 6-3 to retire Truckee for out number one.
Got to like how he's played short today, Kirby.
Got a bright future. I think he'll make it in this amateur racket, Randy. Yeah.
I think so, too. And, you know, having somebody like him, Kirby, with experience, and you put people around him, he's going to make those other guys better, too.
That's what the good ones do. Make it easier on the others. Jake Anderle to the plate. Tripled his last time up. 2-for-3 on the day. Scored a run after that triple. 6-2 our score. Man, Geisinger's first offering off speed. What? Pitch missing apparently.
You know, you kind
of, look at Matt.
Yeah, I know. Where was that? You kind of wonder with Nolan Geislinger, at what time in his life do they let him pitch?
Can he throw?
He's a Geislinger.
He's got number 22.
He's Bruce's son.
He got number 22 on the
exactly.
back.
Exactly. At what point do you say, Nolan, it's your time?
Get your butt on that mound, young man.
Maybe after your brother's done, right?
Yeah, Matt will carry him for a decade, and then maybe it's Nolan's turn. Pitch in there for a strike after the ball. 1-1 the count. Big brother right back. 1-1 pitch. Missing down and in as there's some frustration for the Clippers right now with the strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell Lincoln's not liking it. Matt's telling you what he's thinking. As the 2-1 offering, that's popped up fouling out of play. Evens it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. 1 in the first, 3 in the third, 2 in the sixth. Equal the 6 for the Red Devils of Watertown. Watkins got 2 there in the bottom of the sixth. Left on that inning, 6-4-3 double play that they've hit into has got him out of the last two innings as that pitch burns inside corner. Shocker from Geislinger and out on strikes looking for the sixth strikeout is Geislinger. Anderle puts him down. I think the Polish Eagle just set a score update.
Yep, 2-2. Sobieski and Alexandria.
All right.
After 2.
2-2 after 2. That's the other semifinal as the first offering fouled away by Jadrian Keevy. Jadrian with a RBI last inning in the sixth, or his last time up in the sixth. He was 0 for 2 before that, so he's 1-for-3 on the day. He had that awkward non-tag trip, came out, thrown out at home plate as the blooper of the day as the one-strike pitch waved at right there by Keevy. So he had that faux pas, but then he started two nice double plays to get the Red Devils out of hot water in the sixth and seventh. As this pitch cut on and missed, strikeout number 7 for Matt Geislinger as he has now retired his last 7. That does it for Watertown in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. To the bottom half, Watkins got to get moving, trailing by 4. We're back in a minute on KASM.
The experts at Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gillick Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at GilkPlumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
To the eighth in the bottom half, and it's the top of the order. That's the guys you want up if you are hailing from Clipperland. Nolan Geislinger, Lincoln Haugen, Kevin Kramer, 1-2-3 in that Clipper batting order. As part of the order, got them their runs there in the sixth inning. It's their first time seeing the reliever here, Jonah Lewis.
Jonah has got a little more pop on that fastball, Kirby.
Some zip on the right-hander's heater. 1-0 pitch to Nolan, that's missing low. Now 2-0.
And Jonah, I think, like Matt Geislinger, not afraid to pitch inside. He's moved a couple of the hitters that he's faced off the plate a little bit.
2-0 the count as Lewis's 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Moves it to 2-1. Nolan today bounced out to second, flew out to short, singled, reached second on an error, and came across to score back in the sixth inning. He scored on the Kevin Kramer single. As 2-1 the count. Lewis's 2-1 pitch to Geislinger tapped foul. Moving the count to 2-2. Six outs left for the Clippers as they trail 6-2 here in the eighth inning of the state semifinal. Watkins looking to get to the championship game for the first time in 20 years. When a different pack of Geislingers got him there. 2-2 pitch. That's hit in the air. Short center field. That'll drop in front of Cheetah. And it's a two-hit day for young Nolan Geislinger. Good job staying tough in there. And a good call by you, Runtz, as the pitch was looked to be inside, but he fought it off and punched it to center, and he's aboard at first base.
You bet. You bet. Nolan doing a good job starting things out for the Clippers. Now let's see what 2-3-4 can do.
Lincoln hit one hard his last time up. As Geislinger, not much of a lead. Lewis's first offering to Lincoln. That's hit on the ground towards short. Shortstop to second for one. The relay to first is low, and it gets away from that first baseman, Zach Eiten. So tailor-made double play ball, but the second baseman, tough throw right there for Handgartner. And Lincoln is aboard on the fielder's choice.
Yeah, and it's almost the second baseman rushed it a little bit, but maybe he didn't need to, Kirby, because Lincoln is kind of hobbling down there the way it is.
He's not running well right now, catching his third game of the weekend. He was pinch ran for earlier. So, yeah, Handgartner maybe could have taken a little more time. And Lincoln was all over that ball, too. It was right to the belt of the shortstop, Jadrian Keevy. Kevin Kramer into the batter's box. First offering to Kev, missing down and away. Nice back pick right there by Nick Truckee. Kramer's been good. RBI single and went first to third on an RBI knock by Dan Berg back in the sixth. Hit by a pitch in the fourth. Flew out to center in the first. One for two on this part of the day. Two hits earlier this morning against St. Patrick in the quarters. 1-0 pitch from Jonah Lewis. That misses low. Now 2-0. Dan Berg's on deck last inning when Watkins was batting. Berg was in the bullpen. I'd say the way Matt's going right now, what's three more outs, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
2-0 the count. 2-0 offering to Kevin. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty.
I think he'd like to see his team pull even, though they're here, or maybe even take a lead in the eighth, Kirby.
That's a safe assumption.
Yep.
2-1 the count to Kevin Kramer. Shading towards left center is the center fielder, Pat Cheetah. As the 2-1 pitch, as Kramer laces one just foul down that third base line. Trying to rattle one into that corner.
That was solid.
Oh, yeah. Good wood on that for Kevin Kramer. 2-2 the count. 2-2 to the Clipper center fielder. First time he's faced Jonah Lewis here today. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed as Kramer chasing the off-speed down and away. That was a nasty little hook, Runtz.
It was. That ball tailed away from Kevin, and the right-handed hitter, you know, you're being aggressive trying to protect the plate and just couldn't reach it. Could not reach it.
Bring Dan Berg to the plate. Dan had an RBI knock his last time up. He's 1-for-3. 6-2 our score here, bottom eight. As the first offering to Berg, that'll hit Dan Berg. On a bounce, it hits Berg. Big hit by a pitch right there, Randy, as now you get to runners at first and second, and Ashton comes to the plate.
Watch Jonah Lewis, Kirby. His head keeps ticking and bobbing. I mean, at what point do you not call that a balk?
You have opened my eyes to it, sir.
Yeah,
I will
just watch
be viewing it here. Lincoln at second base now. Danny Berg at first. Ashton into the batter's box. Pretty clean right there. Of course he didn't for you, right?
Right.
First pitch missing.
Now he's concentrating more on that runner at second now, but before it was if he was taking a peek at the runner at first.
Sure. Pitch was in there for a strike to Brendan. Ashton's 1-for-3 on the day too. One strike pitch, tapped foul at home. Now 0-2 the count.
No, and wouldn't you know it, he hasn't done it the last two pitches.
He heard you. It's like when you're a base coach and you call that the guy's balking.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't do it anymore. He's like, oh, crap, he's on to me. Two strikes to the Clipper first baseman. Two men on, 0-2 pitch. That's hit in the air to center field. That ball's going to bleed through. Waved at third, and now the break sign is put on for Haugen. As, man, Cheetah's got a cannon out there, Randy.
He does.
Coming in, and Lincoln's not running too well right now. Good piece of hitting right there for Ashton with two strikes as he's aboard.
Got some firewood, though.
Eh. Oh, died a hero? Broken bat?
Broken bat.
All right. Now we see a visit from the bullpen. Or from the dugout, excuse me.
Base is loaded. Tying run coming to the plate. Justin Thompson, Kirby.
Jonah Lewis. Coach comes out there. He hasn't taken the ball from him. It appears the game will be Lewis's. Is there somebody down? Yeah, that's someone in the pen, right? Something's happening down there?
I don't think so. Oh, no, it's probably going to come from within.
I really wish all those red shirts weren't down in the bullpen.
I know.
What do you do? Conference has come to an end. Justin Thompson into the batter's box. It's Jonah Lewis. Two outs. Bases loaded. Thompson the tying run. First pitch missing down and away right there.
Seven hits for the Clippers in the last three innings.
Good call. Four in the sixth, one in the seventh, and two here in the eighth with the hit by pitch to Dan Berg. As the 1-0 pitch to Thompson, that's tapped softly on
the
infield. It's going to be a tough play, and it goes up the arm of the shortstop, and everybody's going to be safe. Jadrian Kivi came up. He had to be quick as Justin was running hard, and the ball rolls up his arm. It'll be an error on the shortstop. Haugen comes across to score. Berg to third, Ashton to second. Thompson is aboard, gets the RBI reaching on that error. And now Carter Block into the batter's box, and he is due, Randy.
He is due indeed.
0 for 2 with two strikeouts.
New pitcher for Carter.
As he has not seen Jonah Lewis. First pitch missing for a ball right there. Block 0 for 2 with two Ks. He was hit for by Kramer, who coincidentally struck out as well. 1 and 0 the count. Bases loaded for the Clippers still here, trailing by 3. Is that pitch missing? Low for a ball. Now 2-0. 2-0 the count. Getting exciting for everyone here. Gripping that Coors Light a little tighter in the grandstand. 2-0 pitch. That's low for ball 3. 3-0 the count. Carter's 0 for 2 on the day with two strikeouts. Lewis a ball away from putting him on. The righty's ready. The 3-0, that's in there for a strike right down Chaska Boulevard.
You take another one, Kirby?
You have to, I'd say.
You almost have to, right?
I love aggressive swinging, you know me, but guy's been struggling with the zone. The 3-1, that pitch in there for a strike, so everyone's going to get the head start. Berg from
Activity
third.
Activity down in the bullpen now. The Plato pitcher's gone down.
Adam Pren. Ashton's at second. Thompson at first. They'll be moving. The payoff pitch popped up in the infield. Calling for it at second. Now the shortstop wants it. He's drifting, and he does make the catch. Jadrian Kivi puts it away in a big, big third out right there as the Clippers leave them loaded here in the eighth. They push one across, scoring one run on two hits. There was a Watertown error. Three big ones left on base. We've played eight in the state semis, 6-3. Scoreboard now says in favor of Watertown. Geislinger is already on the mound. I'll put that debate and doubt to bed for you. It'll be Matt in 30 seconds right here on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
To the ninth, and in the top of the ninth, it'll be the top of the Watertown order. Randy, they led this thing 6-0 at one point, and they were feeling no pain. All of a sudden now, a little more interesting.
Absolutely. The Clippers have made noise in the last three innings, and they're looking for Matty Geislinger to get him back in the dugout and get those bats rolling again.
Pat Cheetah, Ben Smith, Mitch Kelzer, 1-2-3. This guy's been tough on base, scored a couple runs. Only Red Devil to score two runs. Geislinger's first offering to Cheetah is in there for a strike. Walked, stole, and scored in the first, struck out in the third, bounced out in the fourth, singled, and scored in the sixth inning. Maddie's one-strike pitch. That's popped up short right center field. Kramer coming on. Kevin diving and catching. Man alive. Covers so much ground, the deer out there, and he comes up and gets that all-important out number one.
Yeah, taking a little bloop single away from Pat Cheetah.
Stay tuned after the game when Randy gives Kevin the post-game coveted cap player of the game. He's been great, barring some heroics in the ninth inning for someone else. First offering in there for a strike to Ben Smith. Smith's got three hits on the day. Two of them off Geislinger. Doubled in the fourth, singled in the sixth as the one-strike pitch missing for a ball, evening it up at 1-1. What a job by Geislinger, Randy. Relief finished off the third, went fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and starting the ninth right here as that pitch is in for a strike. Gave up two runs, both of which were earned. But, yeah, he's throwing a pile of innings this weekend. 1-2 offering to Smith. That's missing up and away. Evens it up at 2-2. As this pitch chunked up the first baseline, Ashton will field right on the bag. Brendan easily wins that race to the base because he was already there. And two gone.
Probably his easiest put out of the year.
It'd be 15 2/3, I believe, for Matt on the weekend. No-hitter yesterday. Finished off St. Patrick, the final five outs this morning. Gone six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Gone 6 1/3 here in the evening game. His pitch swung on and missed by Mitch Kelzer. Matty right back. That off-speed pitch is waved at. All those innings pitched, Randy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's retired his last 9. So he's gotten, I mean, you could argue he's as good now as he's ever been on the weekend. 0-2 yes. Pitch. Lincoln popped up, thought it was strike three, just missing off the corner. If there's a 10th, I got to assume it's going to be him, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The 1-2 pitch from the future all-tournament team pitcher. Hit on the ground toward his little brother at short. Nolan up with it across the diamond. 6-3. 10 retired in a row by Matt. He did his job and kept his team in the game. Can they pick him up, him included, and force extra innings or win it and set up a state championship berth? I don't know. We'll find out in 30 seconds. It's a 6-3 lead for Watertown. On to the last of the ninth.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Do or die time for the Clippers here in the state semifinals, and it'll be 8-9-1. Carson Geislinger, Matt Geislinger, Nolan Geislinger, they're due up as...
You get the top up, Kirby. You do get the top up, and actually Matt is like the top, you know, seriously. So the way they've been hitting the ball the last three innings, don't count these Clippers out.
If you're Jonah Lewis, you're going to want to get this leadoff guy to make sure that that top of the order doesn't have a ton of guys on. This leadoff guy is Carson Geislinger. First offering from Lewis in there for a strike.
Carson's going to catcher. Didn't even catch it. It rolled to the backstop.
Strikes are caught, you're saying, somewhere?
Yeah.
As the 0-1 pitch, that is in there for a strike. Geislinger down in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count to Carson Geislinger. The ready Jonah Lewis, his 0-2 pitch in there. Strike three on the corner. Geisinger down on strikes for that all-important out number one.
Took three straight, and I don't think Lewis missed those three pitches, Kirby, by more than an inch or two.
That glove.
Same spot.
That glove wasn't moving much, was it?
No. Nope.
So Matt Geisinger to the plate right here. Matt was the first man that Lewis faced back in the seventh inning. Bounced into that 6-4-3 double play as he looks at a first pitch strike at the knees. Matt with a look back at the plate umpire. 0-1 the count. Red Devil fans have been loud. They're never louder than right now as Geisinger lifts it in the air to left. Right on it is the left fielder. He makes the catch. That's Mitch Kelzer to retire Matt. And it's up to Nolan for Watkins. Nolan Geisinger into the batter's box with two away. 2-for-4 on the day. Watertown fired up. As they should be. They're an out away from going to the state finals tomorrow at noon in Waconia. First offering from Lewis to Geisinger, missing down and in. Can you say overthrowing, Randy?
Maybe overthrowing, maybe a little bit too pumped up on that pitch.
1-0 the count. Lewis is 1-0. Geisinger taking down in the dirt right there. Now 2-0. 2-0. Bounced out to second in the first. Flew out to short in the fourth. Singled and scored in the sixth. And in the eighth, he singled. And he looks at three wide ones right here. Lewis was surgical in accuracy earlier in this inning. Three wide ones right now after the two quick outs. 3-0 pitch. That's on the corner for a strike. Taking all the way was Nolan. Now 3-1. Trying to extend the game for Hogan and Kramer. As the 3-1 pitch, that is on the black for a strike, and the Clippers down to their final strike. 3-2, two away. A 6-3 Watertown advantage. The payoff pitch coming from Jonah Lewis. It's cut on and missed, and Watertown is headed to the state championship game. They spill out of the dugout. The Big Red Machine is Big Red fired up. The Devils have a date with destiny tomorrow at noon, and the Clipper season ends with a third-place finish. And what an effort for those boys from Watkins, Randy.
You bet. We saw a great, great performance by the Watkins Clippers in this year's state tournament. Congratulations to them. They were on the field, Kirby. They acted like champions, and shaking hands now too, acting like champions. And yeah, hats off to Matt Geisinger and his team. They play the game right. They absolutely play the game right.
It's a tough squad. When you got a guy like that, I mean, look at these guys talking to Matt Geisinger through this handshake line. A few of them have stopped him, and you know they're just saying like, "I can't believe you threw that much."
Well, exactly. Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's the way she goes. Watkins takes one on the chin, 6-3 on our final broadcast for amateur baseball in 2021. We got the coveted Chasm Cat postgame show coming up on the way right here on Chasm.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
We welcome you back. It is the Chasm Coveted Cat postgame show right here on, of course, KASM, your home for Central Minnesota Amateur Baseball. As the dream comes to an end for the Clippers, Randy, they fall 6-3 in the state semifinals, finishing third place in the state amateur baseball tournament. I believe they took third in 2002. So a tip of the cap to the Clippers on a great run. But those Watertown boys can swing it, huh?
Watertown, yeah, they made a statement early, scoring a run in the first, picked up three more in the third inning, Kirby, and jumping out to a 4-0 lead when we've seen games 1-0, 2-0, down 4-0, and knowing that you got to score at least four to get even and maybe five to tie. That was a big hill for Watkins to climb. Give them credit. They kept battling. They brought Matt in, and he was able to really kind of waver off any more serious threats, although he did give up a couple runs. But, I mean, the Clippers, the sixth, seventh, eighth, they had seven
chances.
Hits. They had chances. They had opportunities maybe to score some more runs. The double play ball kind of bit them a little bit today. A couple double plays by Watertown that took them out of some potentially big innings. And, yeah, it's just a fun run when you can go down to that final weekend, down to playing for a chance at that state tournament final game. Yeah, just awesome.
Very cool and a great game. And, yeah, tip of the cap to Matt Geislinger, of course, and his relief efforts that, I mean, he did it last year. He threw a pile of innings in a state tournament run. He did it again this year. And David Jonas was texting me, Cold Spring Rockies manager. He said, Beck Geislinger would start tomorrow if they win. It's like, oh, man.
I bet he would.
I bet he would, too. So
I can only imagine what those players are going through right now because, I mean, ever since I played baseball in 1998, started playing amateur baseball and broadcasting in the booth now, I get that sick feeling in my stomach when it comes to an end. It's like it's not a good feeling. You put your heart and your effort into the whole season.
And then it's gone.
And then it's gone so. For another year. And then you watch these beautiful diamonds sit idle for the next month, and you dream about next year, don't you?
And you die a little inside.
You do. You do. You really do. And absolutely.
The baseball dorks like us, we it's tough. It's tough when it comes to an end. But to every season comes an end, as the chasm coveted cap. Winning pitcher today is Holt Hunsinger. He was great. Jonah Lewis gets the save. The loss will go to starter Isaac Benish.
Yeah, 6-14, three errors for Watertown. They left five on base, three runs, eight hits, no errors. Again for Watkins, they left seven on base. Kept playing great defense in this whole tournament.
They were awesome. They were the farthest team to go in central Minnesota, and that defense helped them a lot, pitching and defense.
Can I award one more coveted cap?
You can. I'm corrected now. I said in the eighth inning, Kevin's going to get it. You said to me, Kirby, he won one last week, and I didn't know that.
He did win one last week, and I thought there was a young man deserving of that coveted cap today, and that's Nolan Geislinger. He goes 2-for-5, scores a run, one of the three runs today, and he played an absolutely awesome shortstop, made some plays that we kind of went, ooh, and ah, and how did you do that, Nolan? So, Nolan, you get your very own chasm coveted cap, and you can wear that for a long time.
Congratulations to Nolan, our broadcast brought to you by Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Albany and Richmond A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Company, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Rambo, Albany Chrysler Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, and Gilliland Chevrolet. As there it is, Runts,
our
great sponsors. I thank everyone who listened throughout regions, all three weekends of state. We ended up a game shy of our max, basically, of games we could cover. Someone said, it's crazy that you guys are covering seven teams in the state tournament. It probably was, but I tell you what, Randy, it was a lot of fun.
It was absolutely a blast. Yeah, thank you. And if you've had your fill of Randy and Kirby and Angela, you'll get us tomorrow again. Guess what?
Oh,
we're all going to be there tomorrow. So, no, I think Angela's got tomorrow off, actually.
Angela's got tomorrow off. But you and I, how about?
We'll be there.
You'll be there. I'll be there. It'll be good.
Yeah.
For Randy Rothstein to my left, final score once again, 6-3. State title is set on one half of the bracket. It'll be, we know Watertown will be there. Is it going to be Alec or Sobieski on the other half? That's going on right now over in Waconia. That game at noon tomorrow. Randy, of course, will recap and let you know tomorrow morning on Sports Scoreboard Show. And, yeah, we'll get it figured out from there.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone.
Randall, to my left, Angela, it's rosary time back at the Chasm Box in Albany. Angela, our darling, she did a fantastic job again. Thank you for making us sound halfway respectable, Angela. For Randy, this is Kirby. Have a good night and a great rest of your Labor Day.